This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Five teenaged boys died this weekend when the vehicle they were traveling in plunged off a cliff in Grand Junction. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says the county coroner has now identified the teens.
They were Tristan Tucker, William Sims, Tyler Kersey Huffman, Titus Gould, and Braden Taylor. They were all 17. Their bodies were discovered Sunday morning down a steep embankment overlooking the Gunnison River. Three boys were students at Grand Junction High School, where classes started Tuesday. The school district has made mental health resources available to students. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Economists at CU's business school slashed Colorado's jobs forecast for this year. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The economists cut their forecast to 6,000 new jobs in 2026, down from 17,000. Slowdowns in retail and hospitality hiring are big drivers of the cut. But CU economist Brian Lewandowski says a shrinking workforce could be a bigger problem. Colorado's labor force shrank by roughly 65,000 people in June from last year, one of the biggest declines in the nation.
If we don't have that supply of labor, how do we sort of maintain growth on the job front?
Lewandowski expects job growth to pick up next year. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Coloradans in the Denver area are paying nearly 4% more for goods and services than they were a year ago. That's according to new data from the federal government. Energy prices are changing month to month due to the war in Iran. And while gas prices were down more than 14% compared to 2 months ago, they are still up more than 25% from a year ago. This is CPR News. Across the state today, cooler temperatures and more rain, especially in the afternoon.